A reading from the Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what he had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees called a meeting of the council and said, "What are we to do? This man is performing many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and destroy both our holy places and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all. You do not understand that it is better for you to have one man die for the people than to have the whole nation destroyed." He did not say this on his own, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus was about to die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to put him to death. Jesus therefore no longer walked about openly among the Jews, but went from there to a town called Ephraim in the region near the wilderness, and he remained there with the disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. They were looking for Jesus and were asking one another as they stood in the temple, "What do you think? Surely he will not come to the festival, will he?" Now the chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that anyone who knew where Jesus was should let them know so that they might arrest him. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. The drama deepens. The emotions hang heavy. The familiar story unfolds once again. The story of life versus death. In the first part of this chapter of John's Gospel, chapter 11, Jesus raises his friend Lazarus from the dead. He did the unthinkable, the unimaginable. His compassion led him to the brink of death and beyond for the sake of love. He must have known the risk of his action. This would certainly not go unnoticed. But he did it anyhow. His mission of proclaiming God's saving love was the driving force of his life, no matter what the consequences. The authorities heard about the incident very soon. They couldn't stand having this man among them who was more powerful and more influential than they were. He had to go. Caiaphas intervenes with uncommon wisdom. "You know nothing at all," he says. "You do not understand that it is better for you to have one man die for the people than to have the whole nation destroyed." What we have here is a classic case of scapegoating, an ancient tradition that is as old as the human race. In ancient Greece, a cripple or a beggar or a criminal was cast out of the community, either in response to a natural disaster, like a plague or famine or invasion, or in response to an annual event, like the end of the year. In the Bible, the scapegoat was a goat that was designated to be outcast in the desert as part of the ceremony of the Day of Atonement that began during the Exodus with the original tabernacle and continued through the times of the temples in Jerusalem. Today, in psychology and sociology, the practice of selecting someone as a scapegoat has led to having it defined as scapegoating. In essence, people use the group or the individual they dislike as their target for all of their anger, as a vent. They focus all of their anger, frustration, and problems on that person or on that group, This was Caiaphas's insight, and even beyond his own understanding, he was, in some sense, right. We're told in the first letter of Peter, and I quote, "And he took all of our sins and lifted them in his body to the cross. For as we are dead to sin, we shall live in his righteousness. For by his scars you have been healed." End of quote. What a terrible mystery this is, and how little we understand the price that Christ paid that we may know the truth of God's love for us. Tomorrow is Palm Sunday, the beginning of the most sacred time of the year for Christians. Once again, we will walk with Christ as he gives himself in love, even to the point of death. May we have the courage and the confidence to place our lives in his hands and celebrate with Christians throughout the world the glory of his and our triumph over death.